Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. My experience here has been unreal. It's been great. I love this group. I love the direction that Kevin, Lindy, everyone, the direction they're trying to go. And I'm all in. I being an older guy, trying to, help the young guys, do what it takes, let them know, show them, what it takes to, make the playoffs and this and that. It's inspiring. I really enjoy it, and the city playing here, everything. It's been truly a great experience, and yeah, I would love to be here next year.
How has that, being in Buffalo kind of compared to your expectation when you got moved here? Like all those things that you say, a lot of unknown when you land in a brand new locker room, and it seems like it's really exceeded or exceeded your expectations.
Yeah, growing up not too far away, I kind of knew relatively what to expect outside of the rink. But truthfully, I didn't have a ton of expectations. I was ready to come in here and kind of just play hockey, and that's kind of whether I'm playing for Buffalo or I'm playing for Minnesota, whatever the case is, like, I'm going there to play hockey, try and win a Stanley Cup, play as hard as I can, everything else will fall into place.
How do you ignore the noise? Like, I know you said you got to put your head down and play, but how do you ignore the noise of trade deadline and all that?
I mean, I guess that's a good question. If you want actual detailed things, I'm not on social media at all. I'm not like talking to other guys, my agent, whatever the case is. Like, I don't even talk about it. It's like, I have no idea what trade rumors are around me. I have no idea what trade rumors are around anybody else, truthfully. The only thing I know right now is that we're in a spot to accumulate a lot of wins in the next 25 games to make our spot in the playoffs, and it's my only concern.
In the last 11 games, you guys have been able to recover after losses. You had a bad game in Carolina as a team. How do you recover right away and be ready for Montreal? Maybe better than maybe you guys were recovering earlier in the season.
Mm-hmm. I think, the easy answer, and you got to put it behind us, I don't know, we got 25 games, left. It'd be pretty crazy to think we're going to go 25-0. We lost that game. We didn't play well. There's nothing we can do about that game. The only thing that we can control is how we play against Montreal tonight. Previously, it might have been easier to, be worried about whether we're going to bounce back, this and that, because maybe we hadn't done it prior, Now, the way we've been playing, we beat good teams, we've lost, came back, played well the next game, we're confident we can do it. And so I think that'll help out a lot.
How can you play better as five-man units against Montreal? They've scored some goals against you guys in both games. How can you be better as five-man units against them? I know they're fast, but, you're going to have to have them score a few less goals if you're going to beat them tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have to slow them down in the neutral zone. I'm a big believer. Fast teams typically create most of their stuff through the neutral zone. So we can have a good neutral zone, do everything we can to slow them down, make them stop. All of that stuff is going to help us out a ton. Regardless of whether we play Montreal or we play San Jose, whoever the case is, we have to be committed to playing in the D zone. As a five-man unit, like you said, and just have a make a conscious effort to dial it in. We can score. We know that. We make the effort and we commit to keeping the puck out of our net. We'll win 9 out of 10 times.
Thank you, Jordan.